and I just went through two yellow lights. Boy, they seemed like, I was like, oh man, should I stop? Anyhow, yeah, there you go. Go down early, do the Waffle House, then stay down there for a little while for whatever reason, and then you can do the Buc-ee's. And then if you're not eating at Buc-ee's and you've got something else to do down there to burn some time and you want to stay till lunch slash dinner, then you could either do Tony Paco's on the way back, or you could do, like you said, Skyline Chili. Well, I'm not a big fan of Skyline. It's all right, but I'm not the biggest fan of that. And even Paco's is like, eh, it's okay, but it's hard to beat our chili, in my opinion. But you can go to Jack in the Box. There's no Jack in the Box up here. Get those 50-cent tacos.
Well, now you're giving me other ideas. But God love her, you know what she said? She goes, what's the closest park? Because we're talking about, I got points from all the travel I did for Grant Green in Greenville for that 2.5 months or whatever, so I have some Holiday Inn points. So I found the Holiday Inn nearby, so we'll go down, check into the hotel, do the Buc-ee's, dinner, lunch menu stuff, and shop and all that, and then in the morning when we leave, they'll have their breakfast items, you know. We'll get breakfast on the way out, you know, kind of deal. But she goes, where's the closest park down there?